Beaver Show on Q105.
What's happening, people? Rihanna on the Q. Minute before 8 o'clock. Dense fog advisory in effect this morning. How long is it going to last? Is this warmth going to last? Got all the details coming up here at the Q105. Call or play along on the show. First Insurance Group text line at 419-240-1055. Paul and I will be out and about 5 to 7, happy hour. Come on by Bar 145. It's the golf show kickoff at Bar 145. These are always a lot of fun. You got a lot of the local vendors and golf pros and people are there at Bar 145. And we'll be giving away some golf show tickets. Bar 145 will have drink specials, food specials, and other stuff. I'll find out when we get there later today. Quality so Paul and I time. Will be there, which I'm really looking forward to hanging out with you more, because yesterday afternoon was not enough for 4 hours or 5 hours, 6 hours, whatever it is. Today is not enough. We get to hang out again tonight. And then again on Saturday from 11 to 1 from the actual golf show.
Quality time.
which is at Tamo.
I'm not too worried about that. You like to go shopping, so
I do.
I walk see around. You for a better part of an hour.
Paul holds down the fort, and I walk around and look for bargains.
Yep, sure does.
On all my golf paraphernalia for the 2018 golf season. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So, but come to Bar 145 and try the duck legs. Last time I was there, they were out.
Oh, they must be very popular.
Must have hopped out of the kitchen.
I had sad face. I wanted the duck legs, so hopefully.
The sad duck face?
I give you the sad duck face, not the come hither duck face gross look.
Well, you've given them a heads up, so now.
Yeah, so hopefully they ordered more duck. I don't know.
Quack.
Anyway, so Paul and I will be there today. Bar 145 is on Monroe Street, right next to Moe's. Welcome to Moe's. Have you guys been in there yet?
No. Do they say that every time somebody walks in?
Yes, usually.
Can you walk in and walk out and walk back in?
That would be really annoying.
But it would be entertaining. Yeah.
No, I would only give you one.
Oh, okay.
If I'm working behind there, welcome to Moe's, that's it. I'm not going to have somebody come in and abuse.
You're welcome.
The welcome to Moe's.
Yeah.
Well, leave it up to me.
I'm so glad that they do that, because that was the cool thing when I lived in Atlanta. I used to go to the Moe's across the street from the radio station, and every time you walk in, welcome to Moe's! I'm like, I love this. As soon as I walked into this Moe's, that's what they all said behind the counter.
When I feel lonely, I'm going to go to Moe's.
That's what you do if you feel sad on Single Awareness Day, which is today, by the way. It's a celebratory day. So there you go.
We had Galentine's Day. We had Valentine's Day. Now we have...
Sad. Single Awareness Day.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Cool.
There you go. And the Galentine's thing is really starting to kick in, by the way. This thing's only going to keep growing.
Right. I'm glad we celebrated this.
Well, you know why. It's because you chicks.
Yeah.
It's right up your alley. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we would never do that.
Yeah.
No. Our guy day is anytime we can watch sports together and we're not getting harassed.
And we may or may not talk.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We might just sit there and scratch. All right, so I want you guys, I'm taking this to the people.
Uh-oh.
Is this, because it's Thursday, we can do that. Is this a sad story or is it a happy story? Here we go. A Monclova love story to share. It's a local story, Monclova. Okay. The year was 1965. Nothing could hinder the love between Paulette and Thomas Gunn. Even when Tom was deployed in the Army for the first year and a half of their marriage. Oh, they sent letters to one another every single day, and they were filled with romance and often started with words from Tom like, "My darling Paulette, hi, honey, I love you. Do you know that? You better." Hundreds of letters. She saved every single one. They had 4 children together. They have more than a dozen grandchildren, married for 40 years. Sadly, they grew apart, grew distant, and eventually divorced in 2005. 5 years later, Paulette was single. She was going to pitch the letters. But before she did, she contacted Tom, who was also single, asked if they wanted to read the letters together one last time. I have to admit, I did it on the pretense and hoping that it would do to him what it did for me, she laughed. Of course, a chick. She's trying to be a manipulator.
Change
good for her.
Sure.
You're not bitter.
And it did. While rereading the letters, they remembered the year 1965 again. It reignited their love so much that they got remarried in 2011.
Wow.
Nice. That's happy part.
But their time was short.
But
Tom had health issues. He quickly declined. And in April of last year, after spending 6 years together, he passed.
Oh.
Yeah. The last 5 minutes he was alive, he turned his head towards me, looked at me up in my eyes and said, "I love you." She said, "And I love you." And then he died just minutes later. "The last 6 years were the best years of our marriage," she said, smiling.
Smiling.
So this Valentine's Day, her first without him, she says, there's going to be tears. She plans to sit in the same house that they lived in together and read through her journal where she documented the entire story. "I'm going to sit and read. I'm going to cry. And I'm going to remember and look at photos. And that's what my Valentine's Day is going to be."
Yeah, that's sad.
So I give it to you, listeners. Is that a sad story or is that a happy story? 419-240-1055. Call or text. I say it's a happy story.
Let's take it to 10. Sad.
You two say it's sad. What do you say, Paul?
Yeah, it's a pretty nice story.
I think it's a nice story. Here's
why.
Here's why it's a nice story. Because they got back together, and the last thing he said to her was, "I love you," and she said, "I love you," and then he passed. That's it.
Right.
It doesn't matter what she's doing today or yesterday.
Crying.
She doesn't have to do that. You don't have to sit there. This is something you chicks do. You don't have to. No one ever told you that.
She's by herself, Denny.
Where's the grandkids? She's got 14
all
of them.
Alone. Around yesterday when she's hearkening back. It's sad. She's going to cry. And then you're going to wake up today and have a headache because you were emotionally distraught all day yesterday. I'm telling you. Sad story.
All right. Sad.
We'll see. Let the listeners decide.
We need 10 callers or texts. Tell us what you think. 419-240-1055. Phil, you're on the queue. What do you think?
I think that's a good story. It's got a happy ending and everything.
He's a guy.
I mean, geez.
Boom. There you go.
You know, they had a rough moment, got back together. You know?
See, that's
why is it
they,
so sad? Just
exactly, Phil.
He's a guy.
You know? If they wouldn't have gotten back together and she said the best 6 years of the marriage was the last six, that's what makes it a happy story.
It's a home run.
Bam! Thank you, Phil. Right. See you, buddy. You watch Lifetime or the Hallmark Channel is going to make that movie into a big movie of the week or some stupid
Notebook
thing.
Notebook 2.
That's right. Call us to play along. 419-240-1055.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.
This is Q105 WQQO, Sylvania, Toledo.
A Cumulus station.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto, with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
This look at you right now. Traffic is also brought to you by Walgreens. We have one problem to report. Beep, beep. The railroad crossing is malfunctioning on Hill between Byrne and Westwood. That's a look at you right now.